This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. 11 million homes across the country are underwater. Not underwater as in flooding, but underwater as in homeowners owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. This translates to a little more than one in five homes. Often homeowners just walk away and let their homes go into foreclosure. One way to prevent this is to adjust the principal on the loans so that they reflect the property's current value. But in the 5 years since the housing crisis began, no one's been able to figure out how to do that in a way that's fair for lenders, homeowners, and holders of those mortgage-backed securities. One company, Mortgage Resolution Partners, thinks it has an answer. It says local governments should buy underwater mortgages through their power of eminent domain. Homeowners could then be offered new mortgages that reflect today's value of the home. Joining me is WNYC contributor Joe Nocera, who delved into this topic in his most recent op-ed column for the New York Times. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Amy. Pretty wild idea, isn't it?
I know. And I was really intrigued by your op-ed piece. And you brought up the example of San Bernardino County, where Mortgage Resolution Partners has pitched this idea. Explain to me how it would work.
And they're pretty interested in San Bernardino County. There's going to be a meeting this Friday, I believe. I shouldn't say it's simple, because anything like this is complicated. But the idea is that the county would use the power of eminent domain to buy the mortgage at a fair value. Now, a fair value is not what the face price is, because that's way too high in this current era. And then they would go to the homeowner, and they would offer the homeowner a new discounted mortgage, not quite as low as what they bought it for, because they need a little bit of spread to pay fees and costs, and also, by the way, to pay investors who are going to put up the money, because, as we know, counties don't really have the money to do this themselves.
Right. So tell me about that. So is this like a bond offering or something? How is San Bernardino County or any local government interested in doing this, going around and finding investors for this?
Well, Mortgage Resolution Partners, which is, you know, just a group of people who thought this was a good idea and have been around, going around pitching it, you know, they've hired some people to raise some funds. I mean, they're actually trying to raise somewhere around $1 billion. I mean, this costs a lot of money to do this. And they're hoping to be able to, you know, do this for maybe 5,000 or 6,000 homes in San Bernardino County. It's worth noting that, you know, that's one of the counties where the housing bubble really bubbled over, and now one out of every two homes is underwater. And underwater homes are far more likely to go into foreclosure than homes that reflect the value in the mortgage.
Now, I see in some local coverage of this story that realtors and banks are warning that the plan will backfire. What are their concerns?
Well, the investors in the mortgages, part of the problem is these mortgages are stuck in securitizations. Investors own the mortgages, but they're diffuse and they can't get at them, and they have conflicting interests. And so, you know, they're worried that, you know, ultimately they'll get less money than they would otherwise get. And they're really trying to raise a lot of scare tactics about this, that it would, you know, cut off credit for the county, it would make it hard to get a new mortgage. You know, the problem is we don't know any of that until we actually try this.
Right. And critics are warning that banks that are concerned of future value losses could stop writing mortgages in San Bernardino County. Do you see that playing out?
Well, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen, because nobody's ever tried this. I mean, it is a wild idea. It is, you know, out of the box, as they say. But I would be surprised if that eminent domain is fairly common in the United States. It's not really used for mortgages. It doesn't really upset the apple cart, and there's really no reason why this couldn't work.
Could somebody challenge the use of eminent domain in this arena?
They could, and they will. Certainly individual investors could challenge it, but also I think there's more likely to be a broader challenge as to whether it is in fact legal to use eminent domain on a mortgage. I think the answer is yes, because I think it fits the criteria. The criteria is, are you going to pay a fair price? And is there a legitimate public purpose for doing this? And I think there is a legitimate public purpose in trying to keep people in their homes.
Joe Nocera is a contributor to WNYC and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Great article. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.